New Life Village is a community for people, whether it's a single parent or an empty nest couple, looking to adopt foster care children. Even older adults can be a part of the community as surrogate grandparents. New Life Village Executive Director Paul Halpern says the community's belief is that it truly takes a village to raise a child.
The idea really is that this will be a village, like the village that many people grew up in many years ago or that people still have in other countries, where people own the village and know each other.
Halpern says they are looking for more people to join them. He says there are people who have kept adoption in the back of their minds, but may not have all the how-tos on making the thought a reality.
New Life Village offers that person the missing piece that they were looking for. So it kind of hopefully will push some people over the edge to like to have children. If I move to New Life Village, I have the village there as my partner.
The village is a gated townhouse development on almost 12 acres of land near Palm River in Tampa. Members of the Sisters of Holy Cross purchased the foreclosed development 2 years ago. It includes 2 and 3 bedroom townhouses. 11 units are occupied and 10 new units just opened up. Additional units are being remodeled with help from Manhattan Construction, the contractor doing pro bono work. And thanks to donations, residents pay lower rent. Part of the community includes older adults around the retirement age who decide to move in and be surrogate grandparents. Founder Sister Claire LaBeouf says older adults are required to spend about 8 hours a week volunteering.
And where the senior surrogate grandparents also provide support and a place to hang out and cookies to bake and available for the children so that the child can be a winner and the parents can create a winning situation for that child.
LaBeouf says they're an extra source of support.
And they're kind of ready and available to pick up the pieces when parents might have reached the end of their rope or a child just wants someplace else to go or somebody else to talk to. They're grandma, they're grandpa.
Surrogate grandparents have to go through an application process that includes background checks. Gloria Rondo is retired and is a New Life resident.
Well, I'm at that age where I can't just sit around, and I like to help, and I like to be of service, and I like children.
Rondo says she hasn't met all the children yet.
And although I met one young boy yesterday who was really touched my heart, he must have been 7 years old, and he said he wanted to go to Africa to see all the animals and to help them because they don't have a lot over there. And it just touched me that this little seven-year-old, you know, very well spoken, and I'm anxious to meet a lot of them.
The idea for New Life Village came after LaBeouf visited the Generations of Hope community in Illinois. They, too, are an intergenerational community catering to the needs of adoptive children. New Life is the first community of its kind in Florida. LaBeouf has been working with foster care children for years. She's never been without a family or a home herself. She says she can relate to the children she works with. LaBeouf's mother died when she was 13 years old. She went to live with her godmother for a year.
My godmother, who loved me pretty much almost as my own mother, yet in that home, I was the extra person.
LaBeouf then moved back with her father after he remarried, but things weren't the same.
I knew where I was going to sleep that night. I knew where my next meal was coming from. Those things were very secure. However, I really felt that I did not have a deep sense of belonging. This was not my home. And so it was a lonely, lonely place.
That's exactly opposite of her vision for New Life Village, where they strive to give adopted children a community they can be a part of. LaBeouf's dream doesn't stop here. The next phases include building large 4 to 5 bedroom family homes and a center that could be used for education, worship, and the arts. Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.